At home, I was lying on my bed reading my favorite comic book when Maya knocked on my door for the first time. Normally she'd barge in, but after I never answered, she just pulled it open, slammed it open. "Did you hear me knocking? Why do I waste my time? Dad said you must open the door. Your best friend's here for some play date." "Oh shoot, the play date, I totally forgot." I ran to the door. I was quite excited. I couldn't wait. I opened the door and found him. Hey. Her parents waved goodbye and we went to my room. And then she gave, "Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, your mail was on your door. I thought it would be me." "Oh, thanks." I just threw it down the bed and she asked, "So, anything interesting?" "Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, remember until you went to my grandma?" "Yeah." "Then, I was helping clean up my seat. You told me that." I know I told you that, but as I was cleaning, I found this box. It was like a golden chest, not just a box. And it looked, the box was beautiful, with red ink covered in it, and inside was a golden spear with his handwriting. So beautiful, I couldn't read what it said. But also it had this like stickman. I think the language was in a different language, but it had these stick people chasing elephants. It was beautiful, gold, shining gold, real gold, I think. I think grandma's rich. She does live in a mansion. I wouldn't blame her if she was. But I never really asked Chloe if I could take it, but I did ask, but she never asked. Last time I took it though. Okay. So what was the thing you died to? That, but you should see our results, then you'll be mesmerized. Okay, I was anyway dying to see. Now I'm more dying. Now show me it. I quickly ran to my bag and opened it. Yeah, but I can't risk having Maya see, because Maya will see it and play upon weird, stupid prank like she normally does. She normally plays one stupid prank on me. And I can't risk that. It's so beautiful. How can I risk this beautiful thing? Okay, how about this? I'll keep it. Okay, why should you keep it though? Or we can cut a hole in the tree and put it inside and then close the hole back up. Oh yeah, in the tree in my backyard. Yeah, but she'll be distracted putting on a makeup when her friends come up. They're coming over at 3 o'clock. Okay, then let's make the hole now. No. We can't rest. She'll know we're up to something very sneaky. And she'll say, "Oh, what you're doing? I know you're trying to do something. Keep it a secret from me." But I'm irresecretable. She made a stupid word up, and I have to go with that stupid word that says, "You mustn't find courage." That's a nice word Dad told me. I was so furious. But anyway, getting back to where I reached out to. "Yeah, good idea," I told her. But she's like, "You sure you can't just ordinary keep me up?" "No, I definitely can't. She'll definitely play some stupid thing for me if she finds it." And she checks my room every day. She comes in here, tells Dad she needs something, and then she checks my room. And it's very uncomfortable, trust me. Like, you don't want anyone just scratching your room randomly. "True," Violet said. "Okay, fine, I'll make that huge danger for you. If you really, really need it. But accommodate this as a birthday present, because it takes a lot of hard work to sew." The reason I asked Violet was because her dad is a carpenter.